Good morning, this beautiful morning. Trust you have had a great week. It's such a privilege to speak with you from God's Word as we continue our series, Faith in Action, the Leading of the Holy Spirit. Last week, we looked at how the Holy Spirit is a source of light to the believer. And we saw that life can be a bumpy experience with many obstacles in the way. But the Holy Spirit sheds light on the path of the believer. Though this world can be referred to as a dark world, but the believer does not remain in darkness. He has the light of God. He has the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us. He reveals things to us. He guides us. We tried to compare the role of the Holy Spirit with some attributes of light last week. And we saw that the Holy Spirit takes away obscurity. The Holy Spirit illuminates. The Holy Spirit gives direction. The Holy Spirit gives clarity. And because of this, the believer is at a vantage position at all times. He is not left confused. He is not left desolate. He has help. He has direction concerning situations and circumstances. What this means for us is that we can learn to know exactly what the Spirit of God is saying concerning every situation and circumstance. We don't have to go through life blindly making decisions or relying on our own abilities alone. There's help from the Holy Spirit. There's help from God. At times, the Holy Spirit reveals even the end of a matter for us from the beginning. And so because of this, our hope is sustained in God. The Holy Spirit gives us insight concerning situation and circumstance. We have all that we need to walk in light, even in this dark world. We have help from the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name this morning. Thank you, Father, for the entrance of your word, giveth life, and it giveth understanding to the simple, Lord. Thank you that once again this morning, Lord, our hearts are made wiser in you, Lord. Thank you, Father, that we are not just hearers alone, deceiving ourselves, but we are doers of your word, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation upon our hearts. Thank you, Father, we'll follow through all that we receive of you today. We love and appreciate you, Lord. We give you all the glory, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. So this morning, we'll be looking at why and when the believer has conflict in following the leading of the Spirit. Why and when the believer has conflict in following the leading of the Spirit. Why does the believer have conflicts? The simple reason is that there are many voices in the world. There are varying opinions and thoughts which compete for attention in our minds. Quickly recall that when a believer got born again, it was a spirit that was recreated after God. The mind remains the way it is. It was our spirit that was quickened, that was made alive. And our spirit is now in continuous unity with God. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says that he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with God. Our spirits are in direct contact with God at all times. And so because of this, God relates with our spirits. And this information is related to our mind by our recreated human spirits. That is a mode of transmission of information from God to us. Because it is our mind that can relate to the things of this world. And so our recreated human spirit transmits information to our mind. And those are the information that are usable by our minds. But what do we have? We have other influences. We have other information competing for attention in our minds. And because of this, at times, the human mind is clogged with so much influences and information that identifying that which is from God becomes a major issue. Quickly this morning, I would like to base those other influences aside from the influence of the Holy Spirit on our minds as believers. I like to base them on 3 points. The first point is that we can have influences from the devil. The Bible says that the devil has been a deceiver from the beginning. The devil has been a manipulator. All he does is to manipulate or twist God's word in order to deceive or take away the believer from his standing God. That's all he does. John 8 verse 44 says that he is the father of lies, and that his native language is lies. And so at times, the mind can be exposed to influences from the devil. The second source of influence to our minds could also be the world that we live in. The world that we live in consists of anything that you can see, feel, taste. The people around us, our family, our friends, our peers, strangers, the radio, the movies we watch, social media as a whole. Some of these voices are persuasive. Some of them are belittling. Some of them are sophisticated. Some of them are confusing. Let me quickly say something about the mind. The mind can be referred to as an absorbent material, like a foam, like cotton wool. Anything that you drop on it does not go away immediately. It is absorbed. You can imagine pouring ink on a foam. The foam does not let go of the ink. The foam absorbs the ink. And anytime you have to squeeze the foam, the ink will obviously find its way out. And that's how our minds can be described. The mind picks things even without our knowledge. There are a lot of information on our minds that have been put there in ways that we cannot even describe. Some are put there directly, some have been put there indirectly, some have been put there passively. Some have been put there actively. Some have been put there deliberately. You know, whatsoever way it is, the mind is always ready to absorb. Have you had experiences where you pass by maybe a party and then there was a particular music that was playing, and then minutes after you have passed, the music comes up in your mind and you never thought about it? That's the power of the mind. The mind is so strong. The mind is a place where choices are made every day concerning our lives, concerning the decisions we make in life. The mind is so strong, and there are lots of information that the mind processes all the time. And so one of the sources of influences for the mind is our world. And our world is ruled by the five senses. Our world is governed by reasoning and logic. And if our mind is just based on what we see, what we feel, or the five senses, then the decisions we make, the responses that we give to life, will also be based on what the world has given to our minds. The third source of influence for the mind is the flesh. And this is more inward. The flesh simply talks about our desires, the things we want, the things we crave for. One thing about the flesh is that it can be seen as an instinctive impulse. Something so instinctive. It doesn't even have regard to morality. It doesn't have regard to the implication of the action. Most of the time when those desires come, they just want to be fed, you know, at all costs. The flesh is also an influence on our minds. Cravings for money, cravings for the lust of the eyes, greed, at times pride, our ego plays a lot of role. We don't consider any other thing, we just want the ego to take its toll above every other thing. That's the power of the flesh, and it can be of a great influence to our minds if not properly curbed. As we learn to identify the voice of the Holy Spirit, we realize that we are waiting off all other voices. We are taking away those spiritual interferences upon our minds. But our lives can sometimes feel like constant noise. Voices from every side influencing the way we think, the way we respond to things, and the way we feel. But in the midst of it all, there's one voice we need to hear all the time, or almost all the time, and that is the voice of the Spirit. We should be able to identify it and make up our minds to obey Him all the time. A.W. Tozer says something. He says that God is speaking to you all the time. He says it's the nature of God to speak. Do you realize that? That it desires continual fellowship, unbroken fellowship with you at all times. And as we give ourselves to this, will minimize those other voices and those other influences upon our lives.